Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. I'm Ray. I will be providing the message for today. I wanted to speak on forgiveness. Seems that as the world gets more wicked these days, and as the world seeps more into the church, forgiveness and forgive and being quick to forgive is a struggle on the daily for the Christian. The Bible says that if we forgive men their trespasses, our Heavenly Father will also forgive us. But if we not forgive men their trespasses, neither will our Father forgive our trespasses. Matthew 6:14-15. It's very important for us to forgive right at the moment that we are offended, that someone offends us or somebody trespasses against us. Because if we hold on to that, then it'll turn into bitterness. And the enemy just uses that, you know, and it just resonates in our mind. We just keep going with it and going with it. And, I mean, you know, it seems that a lot of times people who let something turn them bitter, they don't even know that they're bitter. They wouldn't, you know, I mean, they just, the Bible says that for bitterness rotteth the bones. And it seems that bitterness just slowly kills us. You know, when we become bitter about something, it's just, it literally seems to make people sick. I mean, when we hold on to something and refuse to forgive somebody, we're the real prisoner. I mean, that person's more free than we are. And, you know, a lot of times it seems that we hold on to something that, you know, that person doesn't even know what they did. You know, instead of, you know, I mean, we'd rather hold on to something that it causes us to be bitter than to just go to that brother or sister in love and share with them how we perceive something. You know, forgiveness means, what forgiveness even is just, you know, this person did this to me, this, that, and the third. But I am not holding that person accountable. You know, true forgiveness isn't, it doesn't make you upset when you think about it anymore. It's when it pops, true forgiveness is when it pops into your mind. To remind the flesh and the enemy, I forgave that person. I'm not holding them accountable for that anymore. Every time, personally for me, when someone trespasses against me, or when something happens, even if that person didn't intend for me to perceive something the way I did, you know, I make it known in my heart, you know, and even. Even a lot of times, you know, I'll just be vocal about it, and I will, I'll tell them I forgive them. I'll forgive them vocally, so that way I can remember, oh, yeah, I forgave that person. You know, I remember when I was working with the developmentally disabled when I was living in New York for an agency called New Hope Community. And I remember this lady was just, I remember I came to pick up, I went to the day program to pick up the individual, and the lady just, I was so rude and nasty to me about, you know, how I didn't come quick enough to pick up the individual when I came as quickly as I could. She was just very, it was very unprofessional. And I remember before I left there, I told that woman that I forgive her. You know, which, you know, she didn't seem to care, which was fine. I did that, you know, I did it, you know, a lot for myself, too, to go ahead, you know, and, you know, as power against the enemy. I forgave her in the name of Jesus. And I remember when my manager found that I had gotten in trouble, you know, because, you know, I can't, you... Something like you can't go around telling people that you forgive them. That's condescending. You know, you know, the Bible says in the last days, right will be right will be wrong and wrong will be right. You know, and it's such forgiveness is such a powerful thing. The enemy hates forgiveness. I mean, that's what they've done on the cross. I mean, you know, the blood of Jesus, you know, covered over our sins, you know. Forgiveness is not our natural tendency. It's not our natural tendency. It's something that has to be pushed, that we have to push ourselves to do. It's not because people are, forgive people more easily than other people. But some people, it's just one of those struggles, you know, to fight with themselves in forgiving. And so, you know, it's just something we really... it's really pertinent in the Christian life to be quick to forgive, and it's more, you know, it's almost more for yourself, because if you refuse to forgive somebody, no matter what they did, no matter if they apologized, they hear that all the time. Well, they never apologized for it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, it's holding you back. It's hindering your prayers. It's hindering your walk with God. It's in your closeness with God. So it's very important. It's very pertinent to be quick to forgive. When, you know, when something happens, you know, instead of, you know, getting angry about it and, you know, letting it just roar inside you, you know, we need to be quick to forgive. And that way, you know what, it's done. It's settled. It's settled. You know, it's over with. You know, when you don't have to think of when the enemy, you know, and the enemy will put it on your mind again, you know, at least at first, maybe for the next couple weeks or whatever, every now and then. It just depends. You know, the enemy attacks us all differently. You know, and we need to just go back to that death, that we forgave them, the moment that we forgave them, and remember that and focus on that and rebuke the enemy and rebuke the flesh and just continue to walk after the Spirit. I mean, because lack of forgiveness is just, it seems to be one of the biggest hindrances. I mean, of course, you know, it's like a courtroom. I don't know, the judge tells us that, you know, basically that we've got a right to hold a grudge, you know, abuses somebody else, or something to abuse somebody else, you know, and the world tells us that we have a right to hold a grudge. We have a right to. You know, and yeah, that's our natural tendency, to hold a grudge, to go ahead of, you know, it's justified, it's, you know, it's encouraged. You know, but what did Stephen say before he was killed? What did Stephen say? Before they killed him. They said, Lord, hold this sin not to their charge. Hold this sin not to their charge. You know, I mean, right before he was killed. I mean, you know, or what about, look at, you know, Dirk Willems. He went back and saved that man, knowing that he was going to go ahead and kill him, knowing that he was going to be murdered, you know, or martyred. You know, there's something so powerful. You know, love covers over a multitude of sins. You know, 1 Peter 4:8 says, love covers over a multitude of sins. And Because when we love our enemies, I mean, it's the greatest weapon. Love is just, oh, wow. I mean, it trods right over our enemies, you know. It's, love conquers all. And to walk after the Spirit, not the flesh, you know, and to be a Christian, which is a little Christ, we need to remember to forgive others our trespasses, or to forgive others that trespass against us, just as the Lord forgives us. Because we're, you know, we only have a short amount of time here, just a few short years, and the Lord is, and the life that we live here is going to, we're going to give an account for one day. So it's very pertinent that we live apart from the world and live for Christ and do what Jesus would do instead of doing what we, this person doing and what we see that person doing. We need to, you know, go against the natural tendency and forgive even when it's hard. Love even when it's hard. Christian life isn't always easy, but to walk with Christ is life. So have a blessed day. I hope this message encourages you all. And join us for the Saturday morning Bible study on Saturdays at 7 a.m. Have a blessed day.